this is Mitch Harris with Napalm Death, and you're listening to KDIC Grinnell.
Welcome to Erasing Boundaries. I am Daniel Kissinger, coming to you as always from high above the D-Hall, and we are back for another semester of Erasing Boundaries. A lot of exciting music interviews coming your way over the course of the semester as the station and the show continues to develop. This week we have music mastermind and jazz impresario Jonathan Batiste. That interview coming up a little later in the hour, but here, a brand new song off of her upcoming album, Cake or Death. It's Jean Grey with you and me and everyone we know. Here on Can't Been Waiting for Weeks to Say It, Erasing Boundaries.
Though all basic reasoning out the window, Ron Brown shit, Eric Sermon style, like I got kicked off a cloud, Method Man 95. Rap references because you get them all. You even get that I should have said it was 94. Hard place when you wanna still rock to it. Living in my glass house, steady throwing rocks through it all. I never stop feeling the love for you. I just stop being the one for you. I think too much. Overanalyzing everything sucks. I'm over dramatizing everything, but you're never on the level I'm on unless we're cutting. Lusting, we never argued when thrusting, but then after all, it just turns to dust, brother. Swear I never love another if this really worked out, but this is just like watching fitness infomercials from the couch. Ouch, I know. You're lazy. It's easier to pick a partner less crazy. Much less work, less purpose, less of A to Z. Cause I'm an alpha. Bet it's hard to stay with me. Heart palpitations do still occur though. You and me some Merlot. Situation blur so much. I be thinking that this shit could actually work again. It's even nice to have you back in my world as my friend. Hey, sometimes I gotta say it simply. Why? Cause sometimes things are simple. We make it complicated. educated for the win, B. Cause otherwise we just be faced with all the N-words. Inner child, inner space, inner monologue. We exchange intercourse without a dialogue. Introduce intimate ways to turn our fire off. The thing in us that seeks a spark, light, higher. Moth, I still adore you. You adore me theoretically. So now I gotta shut the door on you, so I can find out who is next for me.
Repeat after me.
You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. 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 You and me and everyone we know.
Cause you know, you're not gonna find what you're looking for. Stay searching.
Little Soul from Miss Jean Grey. That's you and me and everyone we know here on Erasing Boundaries. Before we get into my interview from the National Jazz Museum a couple weeks ago in Harlem with Jonathan Batiste, jazz pianist and overall musical renaissance man, let's hear a track I heard for the first time today and immediately took a liking to. Here's Blood Bank by Bon Iver on Erasing Boundaries here on KDIC FM 88.5 and KDSC.grinnell.edu.
Snow. started falling. We were stuck out in your car. You were rubbing both my hands, chewing on a candy bar. You said it is just like the present to be showing up like this. There's a moon when you crest me. We start.
You're listening to KDIC FM 88.5 and KDIC.grinnell.edu. I found myself in the National Jazz Museum in Harlem watching a riveting chess game taking place with a very special guest. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Jonathan Baptiste, and I'm the leader of the Stay Human Band. And I'm over here at the Jazz Museum in Harlem. We just finished Jazz Is Now, the series that I lead over here. I'm curator over here and co-director, and we love what we do out here in Harlem, so come visit us.
How'd you first find your way to the museum here?
I met Lauren when I was 16 in Jazz Aspen. We got together. Jazz Aspen is a program in Colorado where jazz musicians go to get mentorship and play with people that are on the scene, like Christian McBride, who's our co-director as well. And Lauren was over there teaching, and he was impressed, so we kept in contact. And then I moved to New York, and we started teaching together, and then it kind of all snowballed into this position that I'm in now.
It's one thing to be around other musicians and be, you know, learning from them and programs like what you're talking about out in Aspen, but what you're trying to do here, I would imagine, and based on what I saw you just perform and lead people through, that's a whole other thing. This education part of it for people who are, you know, the non-musicians, how did that become something you chose to really put your time and effort into?
I love to put my time and effort into education because I like it when people think and feel. You know, that's basic stuff, but that's what Stay Human is all about, getting people back to understanding the things that keep them human, you know, not getting their iPod out or their doggone computer out and zoning out and deadening their mind, but actually thinking about something and finding out stuff about the world around them through music and through history and through reading. So you know, museum, Jazz Museum in Harlem, that's what we all about. That's what Stay Human is all about.
So I'll put the computer away right now. We'll figure out another way to record that. If you're, you know, talk about stay human, and even just in that, with that simple of a phrase, how can, you know, those are pretty lofty, important goals to get people to put the, you know, focus on what's real, and the real relationships between sounds and people and all that stuff. Why do you think music is a special way to do that?
Music is special because it has so many different strains. You know, you have all of this different music that comes together to make jazz, and that's why I love jazz. You know, you have the gospel music, like we did tonight, all blueses. Then you have all of the stuff that people did in R&B and soul music. Then you have the hip-hop stuff that's happening now. It's really just like American music is what we play. So I feel like since it has so many different things and so many different influences, there's something in it for everybody. And music is that universal language. You know, it expresses stuff that words, you can't say, put stuff in words sometimes when you can put it in music. So we just want to make sure that everybody gets that uplifting feeling through our music. And hopefully it leads them to some kind of betterment and self-improvement.
You mentioned different strains. What, for you, getting to this point, what have been the musical strains or cultural strains or whatever that have been kind of the most influential ones or informing ones?
Well, how could you not be influenced by the New Orleans culture growing up near there? I grew up in Kenner, Louisiana.
How far is that from the city?
It's about 15 minutes, so it's basically New Orleans. And my family is all from New Orleans. My dad plays. I have 30 cousins that play. They all play. My uncles play, and, you know, they all had drummers. You know, my cousins, two of them were drummers, and then my uncle was a drummer, so I was the little drummer boy when I first started. But then I moved to piano because that was the instrument that was open, you know, besides my Uncle David, who played the organ. So I picked that instrument up, and it clicked from there, and I stuck with it. It was beautiful, you know.
I'm from up here originally, but I've always kind of I'm secretly closeted in love with New Orleans music and all those different things that can mean. I've been down there a couple of times trying to figure out how I can, you know, get to see some of that and be part of that. So this is not an easy question, or really a question that can be answered. But you think about what are the things that you would point to as being the strongest traits in that music, in that tradition, whether it's, you know, chords, rhythms, or, you know, ideas, feelings. You talked a lot about feelings with blues.
Well, the thing is, New Orleans music comes from the culture. And if you have the culture of people like in New Orleans that are all colorful, all very, very zealous about life, they just all the time having a good time, all the time eating good, all the time just expressing themselves in ways that are very creative. So when you hear music from New Orleans, it doesn't even matter if it's from 1900 or from now, you can always hear that there's a certain kind of flavor in it. It's a feeling. It's really intangible that you can't really put your finger on. But that influenced me definitely coming up in New Orleans, all of the characters and all of the people in my family that played, all with their different styles and different ways of being, you know. It creates a certain character in you just by watching them. You want to figure out how to get your own thing too.
last time I was down there, I was fortunate enough. I sat and talked specifically about some of the stuff you're talking about with a guy who runs a restaurant there, who's a Mardi Gras Indian, been doing that, you know, his whole life. And the restaurant is, it's kind of a restaurant and gallery, but mainly just like meeting space in a way to preserve that tradition without having it be, you know, put up in a box or in a glass case in a museum somewhere, but have it really be, you know, if you're going to be sharing that with people, how do you share it responsibly? And I think that happens especially with that city a lot, because there's the slices that kind of get through to the rest of the country and the rest of the world. And then there's So you have the almost the spontaneity or whatever that you however you want to define it of that verse, like how jazz gets viewed sometimes now. It's kind of this there's almost a formality to it in certain contexts, and that's not at all what was felt in this room. How do you kind of answer that idea that jazz is something you have to, you know, go to a jazz club and pay for a jazz, you know, whatever it is? How can it be something that's just in the experience of a person, like these other traditions we're talking about?
Well, the only way that you can really get something to be a part of your experience is to live it every day. So that's the great thing about a lot of the jazz musicians and any kind of music that you look up to, them that people play in a really convincing way. They all lived it and breathed it. It was just who they were.
So how do you help someone who lived a different experience understand that and appreciate that music in a way that's authentic and legitimate? That's a hard question. That's the million-dollar one.
Well, I feel like the main thing that we have to figure out as musicians that play nowadays is how to educate people on the music and put it in layman's terms, so to speak. You know, a person who doesn't play an instrument doesn't understand all of the technicalities, but we all understand feelings. We all understand rhythms. There's certain things that every human being understands. And those are really the things that make music sound good or bad. So if you can figure out how to put those things into terms that are more feeling-oriented, more oriented into things like rhythm or texture, all kinds of stuff that people always experience in everyday life, I feel like that's the start.
moving gears a little bit, I know you've dabbled a little bit in film stuff too. As a Treme watcher, I saw you on there, get the little cameo, and then I saw about the new Spike Lee film and everything. With that, what's that with the process of making people feel? That's something that's big in film as well. It's getting that emotional response, that reaction. Compare those creative processes or whatever, that those experiences for you.
Well, it was great working on Treme because we actually had the music as a part of the filming. So, you know, having music on HBO, that's a dream for a musician, you know. So it was great to be a part of that creative process, and also in Spike Lee's new movie coming out. It's at Sundance Film Festival. I'm going to see that, have a great role in that, also playing and acting. It's very exciting to be a part of all of those different.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, again.
How you been?
All right, the usual.
Coke for me.
Scotch neat, ice water back.
You remember.
Nice. Bucanero?
Bucanero?
Yeah, Bucanero.
Boy, now.
What?
What? Bucanero is something I read about waking up the stomach.
Double espresso, a Coca-Cola, scotch neat, and some shit I never heard of.
Now you done made her angry.
She's always angry.
So for tonight, you plan on playing everything from the new album, or you want to leave our friend of a friend since we shot the Barry Sax?
Nah, play it all. Just give me something down low in your left hand to fill it out on friend.
Gotcha.
What about the uncle?
Let's do this in the Clark thing.
News for Lulu?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Y'all read that downbeat review?
Yeah, right as rain. Those critics be loving your ass, Delman.
About the only one. SoundScan read now 60% national coverage. So far, 2,300 sales.
And you want to be popular or acclaimed?
So the music really is the same to me as acting, because you just have to find ways to be yourself but bring out certain characteristics based on whatever song or whatever character you're playing.
Well, definitely got people in here at the National Jazz Museum in Harlem being themselves and up dancing and all that stuff. That's always fun. So thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me.
Well, man, thank you very much, Grinnell College. You know what? I know y'all got a good vibe. We got my man Daniel up here chilling. He was up here with the blues, swinging. We was feeling good, and now we're going to sign off, but we love y'all. Yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Isn't He Something Else? That was Jonathan Batiste. Thank you so much to him for taking the time to sit down with me at the National Jazz Museum in Harlem. Also, thanks to HBO and Treme for the little sound video clip from that show. If you haven't seen that amazing show about New Orleans, make sure to check that out. As we move towards the end of this first Erasing Boundaries back for the new semester, here's Beautiful by Paul Simon. But before I send you that way to see one of the greatest pictures ever taken, which is one of me and Jonathan, with Jonathan halfway between a chess match and an interview, go to Erasing Boundaries' new official Facebook page. That's facebook.com/erasingboundaries on KDIC. It's a heck of a picture. Check it out. But here is Paul Simon's Beautiful on Erasing Boundaries.
Snowman sitting in the sun, doesn't have time to waste. He had a little bit too much fun, now his head's erased. Back in the house, family of three, two doing the laundry and one in the nursery. We brought a brand new baby back from Bangladesh, thought we'd name her Emily. She's beautiful. Erased, brain's a bowl of jelly. Hasn't heard his sense of taste, judging from his belly. But back in the house, family of four now, two doing the laundry and two on the kitchen floor. We brought a brand new baby back from mainland China, sailed across the China Sea. She's beautiful. Sitting in the shade, you don't need a ticket to ride. It's summertime, summertime. Slip down a water slide. Little kid dancing in the grass, legs like a rubber band. It's summertime, summertime. There's a line at the candy stand. Well, keep an eye on them children, on them children in the pool. Back from Kosovo, that was nearly 7 years ago. He cried all night, could not sleep. His eyes were bright, dark and deep. Beautiful.
A beautiful song and a beautiful first Erasing Boundaries of the year. Thanks again to Jonathan Batiste of the Stay Human Band and National Jazz Museum in Harlem. Make sure to check him out, get more information. Coming up next week, we got Blitz the Ambassador, a remarkable hip-hop musician. But for now, I'll leave you with Common Knowledge by Asher Roth off his new mixtape, Pabst and Jazz. I know, it's Asher Roth, but give him the benefit of the doubt. Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been Erasing Boundaries here on KDIC FM 88.5 and KDIC.Grinnell.edu.
works don't fix it. Go against the law might get a bit risky. No offense to y'all, but I feel a bit gifted. So I think my odds are about 50-50. Crispy. Okay, Corral, we about to put it down. Take the 10 and turn around. Go and pull your pistols out. But what is this about? All these grenades and handguns. Magnus for Magnus, a strong set of hands, son. Tall, dark, handsome, holding y'all for ransom. Strong arm, Lance, so scared that he can't run. Cause when a man comes face to face with a spear, he gets weird. He can't hear, he can't see things clear. I be sincere, yes, dear, yes, dear. Press gear, dress queer, fresh in my neck beard. Next year, net year, jet leer, get near. Top tier, drop tier. There's no way not here, cause there's no crying in baseball, and that's that. There'll always be a case called when Ash rap. Bars will take your face off, no cat scratch. Go ahead, ask wreck, racks on racks. See a neck, full pat on the back. After I black tack, don't straddle a cap without impacting my breath. Climb the ladder, success, skipping and missing a step. No addition to spitting, you should've listened to flex. It's like, I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. Oh, no. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. Oh, no. Slick dickies, no one can stick with me. Spit it out quick as soon as the shit hits me. Kill swiftly, been ill since stick stickly. Double dip dips, I dibble and bust quickies. Nifty little shit, I do it while dressed thrifty. Pricks just stiff, my stick is so shifty. Sick, Fred McGriff with the hits coming lefty. Used to be for free, now the seat's never empty. It's elementary, yeah I heard it in assembly. Principal was telling me I better go ahead and read. Never be a better me, better off, better me. Not really a better, but I'm betting that I better be. Better with the rhetoric, set it up and let it rip. I better forget it, man, kids are fucking lunatic. Looney Tune, lunar eclipse. Every blue moon might see a few shooting strips. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. Oh, no. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. I try to tell them, but they don't know. Oh, no.